T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The House Transportation Committee has released its very long and very detailed probe of the 737 MAX and what led to two fatal crashes. Let's go live to the newsline, CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. Chris, what are some of the problems cited in this report?
Well, this was a 250-page report that was deeply researched and relies a lot on the documents they were able to obtain during their investigation, plus witness testimony. They fault Boeing. Basically, here you had Boeing engineers and test pilots raising concerns about the very systems that proved deadly in these two crashes years before the plane ever carried a passenger. And yet those concerns essentially went unaddressed. They were either explained away or quote unquote fixes were applied that ultimately didn't fix the problem. From there, the committee says the FAA essentially failed in its obligation to keep the flying public safe. Basically, the FAA found that the 737 MAX was compliant with FAA regulations despite being demonstratively flawed. It's a system that just didn't work.
Chris, is this report going to lead to any changes, any tangible improvements?
So the committee, and this report was done by the majority, the Democrats, is going to be the backbone of legislation that the House Transportation Committee is going to present, we're told, before the end of the year, to try to reform the certification process for airplanes. That they faulted the FAA's internal communications. It wasn't that information wasn't provided. It wasn't provided in a way that was holistic, and there wasn't great communication between the various offices at the FAA that approve aircraft. So the report and its findings will be part of what the House committee pushes for new legislation. Today, the Senate Commerce Committee is marking up an FAA certification reform bill. So there are measures that are going to move in both houses of Congress. I think the message that this report makes very clear is that the system did not work when it came to the 737 MAX. I think there is agreement from lawmakers that things have to change. It'll now be how much of what the Senate thinks needs to change and how much of what the House thinks needs to change can actually get into a bill and get passed. But certainly the takeaways from this report today is that there was a series of failures on many levels that led to these two fatal crashes.
What, if anything, are Boeing and the FAA saying about this report?
So the FAA says it is working with the Transportation Committee and welcomes the findings that they have been integrating findings from the myriad of other reports that have come out. Boeing says it is learning from these reports, learning from its mistakes, and is making a daily commitment to make changes to its process so that things like this don't happen again. The Transportation Committee Chairman, Peter DeFazio, says he would like to see that play out on a day-to-day basis, see that change in both agencies before he's willing to take them at their word. But there seems to be agreement from both the FAA and Boeing that there are lessons to be learned here and that they need to be learned.
Chris Van Cleve, CBS News. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Sure thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.